This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. An Orange County supervisor pleads guilty to taking bribes and resigns from a seat. And Lakers history could play out tonight. But first, we could learn what will happen to the Menendez brothers this week. That is coming from LA County District Attorney George Gascon. He went on CNN to explain his decision.
There's no question that they murdered their parents. However, we are reviewing two different possibilities of relief, right? Approximately a little over a year ago, their defense team brought in what we call a habeas claim, which basically is, hey, there was evidence that should have been presented to the jury that wasn't, and if that evidence were to be presented, the outcome might have been different. That's one way of potential relief. And then there's another way under California law that says, hey, you have people that have been in prison for a very long time. They have rehabilitated. They are safe to be reintegrated in their community. And then the question is, should that occur? Mm-hmm. Either one of those vehicles has to be evaluated by a court and approved by a court, and I'm looking at both.
And he says that people in his office are divided on what should happen to them. Some want them locked up for the rest of their lives. Others believe the brothers are entitled to some sort of relief. Gascon currently running for re-election, election day less than 2 weeks away. Andrew Doe is no longer an Orange County supervisor. He's also agreed to plead guilty to taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in a scheme to steal millions in COVID relief money.
The scheme essentially functioned like Robin Hood in reverse. Mr. Doe and his conspirators stole money from the poor to give to themselves.
Karen Adams reports.
Andrew Doe allocated millions in COVID relief money to the nonprofit Viet America Society, led by one of his daughters, Rihanna, to feed those in need. But U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says instead it was funneled back to Doe.
Shortly after receiving its first payment from the county, Viet America Society began directing money to Mr. Doe's daughters. They did this through indirect payments. They would send money to vendors, which were purportedly providing services, but in fact helping to facilitate bribe payments to Mr. Doe's family. These vendors included an air conditioning company and a restaurant. In total, Mr. Doe and his family received over $700,000 in bribe payments.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer says Doe used his power to rob the taxpayers blind.
Literally stealing taxpayer dollars out of the mouths of the most vulnerable Orange County residents. Instead of food, precious taxpayers were spent buying a $1 million home for his youngest daughter, Rihanna, providing bribe payments to both of his adult daughters.
Rihanna Doe escaped charges in the case by agreeing to cooperate as the investigation continues. As part of the plea agreement, her father has agreed to forfeit two homes, one in Tustin, another in Santa Ana, bought with bribery money, and $2.4 million. He faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. In Santa Ana, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A man has been arrested for allegedly attacking seven people in five separate incidents in West Hollywood last month. One of the victims was a valet at Barney's Beanery for decades. He'd been there. John Baird reports.
Sheriff's investigators say the attacks took place in a 10-minute time frame over a half-mile stretch of Santa Monica Boulevard.
The first incident, a female victim was struck with a bottle.
Detective Brandon Zeff said the attacks came one after another after another.
Two male victims were punched by the same suspect.
And the sheriff's department said the attacks were violent, vicious, and unprovoked.
This is a pretty horrific series of events that occurred, multiple incidents and multiple victims.
Deputies just happened to spot a man matching the description of the suspect just this past Friday, and they arrested him.
He had the distinct facial features, they had the distinct beard and similar clothing worn by the suspect at the time of the incident.
Mayor John Erickson said residents were so relieved that an arrest was made in the case.
And I know this incident has really shaken our residents and the surrounding neighborhood.
The restaurant valet was the most badly injured in the attacks. He's now at home recovering. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Some residents in West Hollywood say they are fed up with the homeless problem, which is getting worse. They're telling KTLA about a naked man who's been relieving himself and leaving messes on lawns, but it's not just that one guy, but all the unhoused people that are putting them on edge. Residents say homeless people are gathering every night in a parking lot behind storefronts on Santa Monica Boulevard. They're wandering into private yards. Homeowners say LA County Sheriff's deputies have tried to help, but the West Hollywood Council doesn't seem to care enough to do anything. They are scheduled to meet with the mayor and city council members, try to come up with some new ideas for solving the problem. Three Jewish UCLA students and a professor have filed an amended complaint in their lawsuit against UCLA. They're accusing the school of helping what they call anti-Semitic agitators exclude Jews from campus during protests last spring. Lawyers said the updated lawsuit reveals more of UCLA's failures to stop anti-Semitism on campus during and after the so-called Jewish exclusion zone and details how much each defendant was personally involved. The complaint also describes how student groups have responded to the first anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, with one student group memorializing the massacre, another encampment forming yesterday on the UCLA campus.
So I want to tell this candidate, I don't even want to mention your name, but you should step out of this race, because what you did was very dangerous.
Just 2 weeks before the election, a city council candidate getting a lot of criticism after she was caught on tape saying, F the police. Natalie Tavidian reports from Highland Park.
Several groups getting together here to demand a formal apology, asking the District 14 candidate Isabel Hurado to step down. This comes after Hurado was taped while speaking with Cal State LA students when one student asked her thoughts of funding for overtime officers. She said a derogatory comment. Deanna Deacon is an Eagle Rock District 14 resident.
There is nothing courageous by saying F the police. Zero. You want to know what courageous is? In 2023, we had 60 police officers nationwide that were killed in the line of duty. In 2021, we had 73 police officers killed in the line of duty. White, black, Latino, men and women.
Incumbent candidate Kevin DeLeon, the interim police chief, and LAPD have all denounced Corrado's comments. In Highland Park, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The election just 2 weeks away. We're going to go in-depth with two secretaries of state in key swing states. That's coming up as Nonstop News 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Well, tonight is the start of the NBA season. Could be historic for the Lakers as they open at the Crypto.com Arena. If LeBron and Bronny James take the court together, they'll be the first father and son duo to play a regular season game in NBA history. First father-son duo in MLB history. Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. are going to be there to watch the Lakers take on the Timberwolves. With us now is Eric Pincus, an NBA writer for the Bleacher Report. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So how likely are we to see this actually happen? And does it feel like it's kind of in the works if they've got Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. there in the audience to watch?
I'm sure that this will happen. It'll happen probably in the first quarter, and they'll get it done because it's a moment. I think the Lakers want to focus on the season, and this is definitely a special thing that is happening. It's never happened before. And so I think they're going to just steer right into it, get that moment, celebrate it, and then get on with the season. And Bronny will play a little bit here and there. He's, you know, just a prospect. So he's got a lot of work to do to become an impact NBA player.
All right, when do we see a movie or a TV series about this?
Oh, come on. I'm surprised it's, or not tonight. I mean, come on. No, it's pretty cool. Like, I'm a father of three daughters. I coached all of them at the park. And obviously, you know, there's a, you know, I'm not LeBron James level. And still, there's that joy of experiencing that with my girls that we just had the best time. And to imagine that, I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you have. These are, you know, human beings and a father and a son. And so while a lot of people want to be cynical, I'm going to celebrate it. I think it's a beautiful thing.
All right. Bronny had kind of a rough start in the preseason, had a much better game at the very end of the preseason, though. What can we expect out of him tonight and moving forward?
Well, tonight it's this more of a ceremonial thing. He needs to put a lot of work in because he's a young player, drafted 55th. Most players drafted around 55 don't make an impact in their rookie year and are just there to learn, play a lot of time in the G League, which is the NBA's minor league, and develop. He comes in as a good defender, at least, you know, a little raw. He's not the tallest. He's about 6'2", just under. But he's very athletic. From watching him play, he's clearly smart, knows the game. Offensively, a little passive, a little unsure of how to attack. But I think that's normal. And you also want to keep in mind that he had a cardiac arrest in the last year. About a year ago at USC. Underneath it all is this great story of how he was able to come back and, you know, after such a scary moment. So give him a little time, be a little patient, and let's see what he can do in over some time with a little bit of development.
And very quickly here as we run out of time, how much more does LeBron have in the tank? How much longer do we see him with the Lakers?
Well, he's got more than one son. So his kid Bryce is going to come into the league if he puts in the work and is lucky and healthy in the next couple of years. So I don't think LeBron's going anywhere. As long as he can stay healthy and mentally in, I think playing with his sons has reinvigorated that. So he may not be done this year. He's got some time left to go.
All right. Ari Pinkus, NBA writer for the Bleacher Report. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime.
Will we see more violence after this year's presidential election? That's a question on a lot of people's minds. We're just 2 weeks away from November 5th. That's coming up.
Campaign 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
We're less than 2 weeks away from the presidential election with all the turmoil that came after the results of the 2020 election, including election denialism and, of course, the attack on the U.S. Capitol building. How likely is something like that to happen after this year's election? In each state, it is the Secretary of State's job to make sure the vote count is both accurate and fast. Charles Feldman and Margaret Guerrero talk with two secretaries of state from important battleground states, Francisco Aguilar of Nevada and Adrian Fontes of Arizona.
Do you gentlemen expect violence on Election Day, Francisco?
Absolutely not. Look, we are working every day to make sure people understand. The great thing about Nevada is we do have a Republican governor who served as sheriff of Clark County. He understands the rule of law. He understands what it means to maintain peace. And together, we're trying to keep Nevadans confident throughout the process, keep them informed, so we all understand what's occurring within our election system.
Adrian?
Well, we sure hope not. But unfortunately, here in Arizona, we have to be prepared for everything from potential flat tires for our trucks to power outages at polling places. And unfortunately, nowadays, because of the immaturity of some people, because of the threats and domestic terrorism that keeps us up at night and manifested in those threats, we've got to be prepared for anything. And that's a little bit dark. But that's what the new kind of intolerant politics has put us into this space. I wish we could spend all of our money on outreach to voters, trying to engage the American public and exercising their vote and really letting the elected officials know what their voice really is. But unfortunately, we've got to spend some of those limited resources protecting those voters, protecting our poll workers and our elections officials across Arizona. It's a sad state, but I believe we will get through it or I wouldn't be engaged in this work.
Yeah, I mean, the Maricopa County headquarters there, I mean, it's described as a fortress.
Well, unfortunately, when I was the Maricopa County recorder and running that facility back in 2020, we had to scramble to put up some of the most basic barriers to what turned into nearly violent mobs that were armed right outside the door, chanting my name and the names of other folks. Since then, they have hardened the exterior, and they've taken the measures that they think is necessary. And it's a tragedy that we are in this place, but we have to recognize it for what it is. There are people in this country who are actively engaged against our democracy. We have to call them out for what they are doing. They're trying to destroy our civil society, and we've got to hold them accountable. And, you know, God willing, and the creek don't rise, we will do it through a peaceful political process, not by other means.
Countdown 2024 airs every weekday at 2:30, and then, of course, the replay coming up at 8 o'clock at night. There's a replay coming up later on. Charles Feldman and Margaret Guerrero talk with key players, national and local races. You get all the facts before the election. You can find Countdown 2024 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, October 22nd, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.